Okay, call the meeting to order for the regular scheduled board meeting of Sheridan Fire District. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Pete Gutbrod.
Here.
Ray Bodberg.
Here.
Tammy Height.
Here.
Harry Cooley.
Here.
Commissioner, or excuse me, board member elect Giddings.
Here.
All are present.
Okay. And before we go into approval of the minutes and financials, I would like to go ahead and do the swearing in so that Gary can participate in any of the discussion.
As you wish.
I'll find the oath of office.
I don't know if you have yours.
Oh, somebody has
Tammy it. Has I'm it, trying. And I have it.
Okay, I got one here.
And I sent it to everybody.
You have
it? That's right, yeah.
So he'll sign this, you'll sign this, and then he'll do that. So you just read off this section here. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Did you
okay.
copy two?
All right, you get to raise your right hand. And I, Gary Giddings.
I, Gary Giddings, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the state of Oregon, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as the board director of the Sheridanville Fire Protection District, sworn on this 10th day, January 2023.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Yes. Welcome aboard.
Before I have him sign this, just saying, sorry.
Did you want to do this one?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Blake, excuse me for moving you around so rapidly. Gary, this is in recognition of your assistance and support for the civil service board commission that you worked on. Thank you very much. It took me about 25 seconds to make this, so smile the camera. Thank you. No, seriously, thank you for your help and support. We appreciate that. Okay.
Okay. So we'll go on to approval of the minutes.
As usual, the minutes are detailed and lengthy.
Yes, and I just have a couple things if we could just
sure.
change them, and then and it's okay. On number two, under new business, it was kind of confusing because we were talking about the form, and I don't know, maybe it can stay the plus six, but we needed it to switch to the divided by right. six.
Yeah. Oh,
so that needs to do that.
I had no clue what I was
no.
I know.
I'm just sitting
it's average. I'm messing. I know it's I got okay. one of them right, but otherwise.
Yeah. And then yeah. the next line on the top of the civil service, could we just put, we sent out applications for firefighter / paramedic, just to clarify what we were.
Oh, okay.
Now, what was that under?
Three, under new business.
Okay. Yeah. They'll just set
second first, sentence. First,
okay.
Yeah, second sentence, first line.
That's what happens when I'm typing something I don't know what I'm typing about.
Yeah. And then the last thing, number 11, first sentence under the application, and it says, for the vacancy of the board, I'd like to put Gary's name in there. And that's all I have.
Anyone else?
For the minutes for 12, 13, and 22 as amended.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes for 12, 13, 22 with the amended amendments, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Financials.
Blake, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. this will be Blake's last financial speech. So I'm expecting fire and brimstone. But first of all, I want to say thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for all the hard work and dedication you've done for keeping us moving in one of our most, I think, one of the most difficult times besides the previous one. So, but anyway, thank you very much on behalf of the fire district. And we're going to continue to do business, obviously, in other standpoints. But I wanted you to hear that straight from us. And we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. And yeah, and I appreciate you, trusting me to get this done. There's still work to do. And like, you know, Marguerite, the chief, and I have talked about. So, my plan is I'm not just going to, close the door. I would like to set the district up because it's the right thing to do, to be self-sufficient, to know where to access documents, how to access documents, what documents need to be logged where within QuickBooks. Within the past 6 months, QuickBooks, we've optimized it. It's changed dramatically for the better. And so, with that comes a training element. So I'm working on training materials to provide to the district in order to keep things forward, moving efficiently. This is something, as things get passed off to the CPA and the auditors, that's really going to make their life a lot easier as well, allow them to get their job done much more quickly and effectively. But for December financials, things were pretty straightforward. Marguerite deserves a huge pat on the back for everything that she's done to help get that sorted out. It's pretty straightforward on the checks. There's no surprise there. Everything that you see on that check detail report was approved and signed by the board during the December meeting. And there's nothing really exceptional that happened during December. No major purchases. But if you have any questions for me.
Blake, I do. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to get this before I lose it. I did reach out to Streamline. Did you see the multiple $200? Am I thinking December, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I reached out to them. I have not heard anything back. They said they would let me know if
those are legitimate.
Okay. Okay.
You and I spoke, and I know that you were on your way to the ASA meeting, but we spoke about that yesterday. I have the statements.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they counted 3 months worth of $200 invoices, so it's legitimate, and I have the statements to match, and that'll be provided.
Is that normal a fee for a web page? I mean, we're going through SDAO. That's who everybody in the districts use, but it just, I don't know. Maybe it's a little excessive for me, but we'll do some research.
I think it's fair.
Okay.
I used to design and develop websites, and I would say $200 a month is very fair.
That's okay.
Not the going.
Is it?
That's okay. What we're paying to.
Yeah.
All right. Does anyone have
a good job?
Oh yeah. Does anyone have a question for Blake?
No.
Blake, I wanted to ask you from the letter you sent me in December. Is it okay if we just use that letter closing out our contract, or would you prefer to do a new one?
No, that's fine, because that letter, I proposed a timeline and talked about phasing out.
Perfect.
Said as of February 1st, everything will be back in-house. So that is completely fine. I'll add that to the file. And then with the GEMT contract and the billing contract being completely separate, it doesn't affect those. Good. So, we'll continue with GEMT as we have for, years now. Billing, that doesn't change. Just allows me and my team to focus completely on that stuff. The audit, and I know that you wanted me to bring this up. I don't know what's been discussed to what degree, but the audit for
21.
Uh-huh. 2 years back. Yes, I was like, it's 21, and yeah. That is complete, books closed. I know that the auditors provided the financials to the board, so obviously, I'm sure you're well aware of this, but I wanted to bring that up. I think it is important to note some of the concerns that they pointed out. I don't believe that those concerns are anything that are of concern with the current administration. But their findings were very interesting. We have gone full steam ahead and told them to please immediately expedite the process for getting the fiscal year 2022 audit done. So they have started that. It is super important that that gets completed as soon as possible.
They haven't had a chance to read the entire document yet, but what I read in the paraphrase is it's not a good idea to have three separate entities trying to pull from one organization. That organization they pull the money for is actually owed interest. And the practices that were used are, in my words, from what I read, borderline questionable.
And how do we deal with that? It's just we move on.
We learn from it. Yeah. We use that as our baseline to move forward. So that's why we paid. Remember, we have a 3-year contract with Acuity. Mm-hmm. We're starting our second.
This is our second. Uh-huh. Yes.
So we'll have the baseline plus average from there.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions for Blake? I was going to turn him loose. I don't think we have him for anything else, do we?
I don't think so.
No, I think we're okay.
Just thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Blake, for, you know, picking us up when we were in a crisis yet again. And moving us forward a little bit.
Oh, I do have a quick, I'm sorry to cut you off again, man. That's what I do.
Oh, you're fine.
I did look at the billing. You guys look at the documents with the blue stripes on the bottom. I did look at the billing. I only printed off from July to October, you know, because you said you got to finish out December. So I kind of wanted to give it some space.
So November yeah. Was closed out. December is being closed out now.
Okay. So with the way I read this, all the stuff that's invoiced, remind me what you meant by be careful with the LPI. What was it?
Oh, PHI.
PHI, yeah,
so,
thank
well,
you.
So a couple of things on the billing. Not to interrupt, sorry.
Go ahead.
One thing with those reports, so some of those reports, it just depends on what you forwarded them, but they do contain PHI. And these are standard reports that we provide to all right. of our clients. They're provided monthly. And so those reports, you've got an accounting detail and we can actually, you know, it just depends on what the client requests. You know, there are more reports that we can request, but these are kind of standard. But the accounting summary basically just goes through and provides the accounting. It allows, you know, each of our clients to assist in bank reconciliations. Tying in what our clearinghouse, you know, shows for revenues that have come in, what has actually come in from online patient payments, what we received at the office. You know, I know for December, it was a big revenue month. I believe we ended up closing the month right around 60,000 in ambulance revenues for the month of December. But anyway, some of those reports do contain PHI. And so they're very sensitive.
Yeah. So we got patient information. So we're going to watch that. Just the main thing is for me reading this and just the basics of understanding, I did see the amount that we billed out and I did see potential revenue without looking at and doing all the reconciliation was close to 200. Is that right?
191.
Yes. Yeah. And that doesn't include too what we show as being collected from systems design, sorry.
Right.
The wrong biller. So there's kind of an overlap too between, you know, what our system shows and what their system shows. So our right. system will show what is still trickling in from their claims. But on that note, systems design, they only bill, I believe it's 60 days per their contract. We'll continue to work claims for about 60 days. Beyond the termination of their contract. It was one of the very initial discussions that we had around billing was, okay, so, you know, do you want us to continue with those? And we were requested to continue working those claims, trying to get more money out of them. My team has spent an exponential amount of time and done an excellent job of working on that backlog. So we have to treat those almost like a new claim.
Right.
We add them into our system, go through, reprocess them. And I believe Angie is almost, I think she's down to like less than 30 on top of us being only about 2 weeks behind on the December reports. So
awesome.
Factoring in several months worth of backlog, I'm pretty proud of Angie and the team. So.
Yeah, thank you. Please tell them thank you from us as well. If we can get the batch report once a month on that, that would help me project as well. Because our transports are up, obviously. So we're going to continue to push this forward. But that was all I had. Does anyone on the board have a question for Blake? Yeah. Blake, thank you again. I'll give you a call tomorrow when I get a moment, and we'll catch up.
Perfect. And then, yeah, if anybody from the board has any questions for me, please don't hesitate to ask. I'm still around. So.
Okay, brother. Be safe.
You too.
Thanks, Blake. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Blake.
Thank you.
Okay. It doesn't look like we have any audience, and there's nobody logged on, Chief. Okay, so we're going to move on. Civil service rules update.
So last time we spoke, it's in your previous minutes, I let you know of some concerns I had about civil service guidelines that we currently had in place. So we were able to barely replace Mr. Giddings with another person. We got them sworn in, and I need to let you know their name as soon as I can figure that out. Yes, please.
Dave Brandt.
Okay. Thank you. I'm supposed to let the board know, hey, do you approve Dave Brandt to be on this civil service committee? All in favor, man. Okay, thank you. So we had a long conversation, and part of that conversation was about the civil service guidelines reads that you have to have three people on a list for the list to be valid. We can't do that at certain levels, specifically firefighter, paramedic. We just have one person apply that met the criteria. We've tested them, gone through the civil service board, knew that they were provisional. We're going to meet again in March. We're going to validate that list of one person, because they voted to change the rule. One is okay. More will still keep the same process. We're not breaking any rules or laws. It just reads that we can maintain one person on that list because we're in dire straits.
And everybody knows that we did find out that we have to have civil service.
Yes. Okay. We are a district.
We
can change.
We can change the guidelines.
It says it in the ORS at the very beginning. We have the right to change the guidelines.
Yes.
But we had to post it, which we did. We met with the civil service. They discussed it. They chose a certain writing that was presented to them, and they used it.
Okay.
So they all voted for it.
So that's a big problem solved.
Yeah.
Now we can start grabbing people that come in here that are good people.
Yes.
Nice. Well done.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on civil service? Rescue 9?
Rescue 9 is soul-ish. I'll let my compadre here explain to you what that means.
So the guy that bought it is in North Carolina. The money is at GovDeals.
Allocated.
They're trying to find a trucking company to pick it up. So they had one lined up. They were supposed to be here last week on Friday, and like Wednesday they called and said, yeah, we're not coming. So now they're trying to find a different vendor.
But this is a firm deal. We're getting the
money.
We
can't take the money. We can't receive the money until literally physically that thing is lifted off the ground or put into that trailer.
But they can't back out of the deal either. Is that correct?
No, I think that they possibly can. It would cost them, but they probably can back out. The disclaimer on the website says, once it's left, you can't. There's no refund, but it doesn't say. I don't know exactly how that works.
What was the final?
25.
And who, where's the money at?
GovDeals is holding it.
Yeah, we, Gary, to bring up to speed, we asked 50.
Right.
Never got a hook. And then from even the auction people and everybody we talked to from comparables, we are super excited about 25.
Yeah.
It is worth what you get out of it. Yeah.
The tribe just sold their ladder truck for $9,700.
100 foot aerial platform.
Yeah.
For $9,700.
They didn't put a minimum on.
A farmer bought it so he could wash his grain tanks and elevators.
I did 10 for it.
So, comparison.
Yeah.
I know. A ladder truck versus this, we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes, we strictly just.
But I think North Lincoln just sold. They just sold something too and got like 20 out of theirs. So, you know, we're
I'm kind of confused on that in a sense. So they let the platform go, so those no aerial apparatus out on
the Midville.
So I don't
McMinnville, Dallas, and Hope One.
The reasoning, I take it, is the dollars and cents to keep it certified.
Yes, sir. And
personnel too.
Yeah. The going rate right now, friends of mine, they just bought 2 tillers and 3 sticks, and they spent almost $21 million. So we're looking at 5-piece apparatus, but we're also looking at 3 years to get them.
I can't believe that they let it go like that without having something to back it up.
Divorce.
Not with that hotel.
Wow.
Now I know, but...
Probably we should move forward with the next discussion.
Yeah. mutual end. Do we need to talk?
No, just as we recognize, we did mutually end the contract on a positive note.
And then I see a note in here, Marguerite, from LifeFlight. Are we moving forward with that then, it looks like?
I feel that we've got a good handle on things. Okay. It's been really frustrating working with them. I hope it doesn't happen like this in the future. And they should be easy to get hold of and answer questions and take our money that I was trying to give them, because we had people pay cash. It took a month.
Okay. Then let's go to new business, CPA.
The board has tasked us with finding alternatives for bill pay and options. And Tammy had asked us to contact Fitzsimmons as a CPA out of the Lincoln area. Marguerite has put a lot of time and effort into this back and forth with this person named Kathy. Seems to be a very personable person. What we've determined is we have a contract potential that, honestly, it reads as two ways. First way is we do all the legwork and then she verifies, reconciles. But she did have a conversation with Marguerite today or yesterday, and I'll let her tell you what she said.
Okay.
One of the things, when I initially talked to Kathy, she asked background, she asked a bunch of questions, very good questions. I sent her everything that she asked about. I answered the questions as much as I could. My first question was, are you willing to take on another client? And she said yes and no. So she's willing to work with us, but she's also willing to work with us to get us to do more and more on our own. So if we want to eventually do everything in-house, we could. So she's not tied to it as far as the money. I mean, we would pay her and pay her well, but she's willing to help train us and work with us so that eventually, if we wanted to just cut ties with her, we could. And she's willing to do as much or as little as we need her to do. She doesn't do payroll. Another person from the firm does that, but I told her we weren't looking for payroll.
Yeah.
The amount is significantly less than what we were paying Blake. I'm just going to venture to say $2,500 to $3,500 a month.
Yeah, I mean, she quotes $1,875 to $3,000, and it's based on an hourly.
The onboarding portion, and then depends on, again, everyone that we bring in, the CPA-wise, that sees our financials goes, oh, wait. So that's why I'm saying $2,500 to $3,000, just to make sure you don't get sticker shock from anyone. If it's $1,800 to $2,500, I think that's an awesome deal.
Yeah, well, she said up to $3,000, 24 hours. And I know that I have spoke to Pete about this, and I've spoke to Harry about this, and I just, after sitting through and interviewing and hiring somebody, and going through all the mess that we had Susan go through, in this day and age of getting people and reliable people, I really don't want to do it in-house any more than we have to. I would rather pay somebody that is licensed and bonded to take care of this stuff. And then when it's audit time, we know our stuff is there. We're not scrambling to find stuff to get it audit ready.
We at Edmund absolutely support and agree with you, specifically because she's already doing a special district.
Exactly.
She knows exactly.
I think she's doing two or three other districts.
She knows the laws.
So she knows. She's got four altogether.
Yeah, and she's done stuff for Oregon local governments. She knows exactly what she's doing with this. It's not somebody that's just a CPA that's going to have to try to figure it out. Mm-hmm. She's got it down. I know that I did ask North Lincoln, and they do it in-house where they put their bills in and they print the checks, and you know, that's kind of what they do there. Are you, I mean, Marguerite, are you comfortable? I mean, I'm thinking it's going to fall on her, and I don't want you doing it really, but you've got other things to do. But is that something that is it workable for you?
Okay, let me just say several things. First of all, when this started snowballing, I got hold of our daughter who has a degree in accounting and a degree in finance and works way high up in Amazon. And she sent me a QuickBooks for beginners. QuickBooks online. And she says, Mom, I'll help you in any way you need.
And I can help a little bit.
Yeah,
I do some QuickBooks too.
And we've already been working together.
We're finding out how to do
way
things.
Ahead. I mean, yeah. Literally, the checks that you guys signed, I didn't tell you, but I did all those together with her. So we have the program. We know how to print. We got it figured out. The main thing is we want to make sure the data is input correctly,
right,
and she'll be able to validate that for us.
Right.
The only concern I had with this whole contract is, and I need to read it again because I just went over it. I would like for everyone to read it. But we're at a critical moment where we have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I don't know how long you've had it or not had it. I can't remember when I sent it.
Well, it came, but I don't know that this is like a full contract.
No,
this is
I think it's just informational
of what she proposes. And so I think it would take another, you know, meeting maybe just to sit down and say, yeah, what you proposed is good. And to make clarification that if we do X, Y, and Z, we put the checks into the check detail and code them and we print the checks. That's what we need to do. You do the rest and you will have access to everything so that we're ready for audit.
She'll have a login. Mm-hmm. And then she in there, if you get a chance to read it, she says that she can do most things online, but mm-hmm. she's okay with stopping by once or twice a month, possibly.
Usually I think she does once a month, but yeah, you know, whatever so. She needs, but yeah. she said she'll work with us. However,
and what I was going to propose is the Wednesday, the week before board meeting. So that way we can make sure we have everything out and ready to go for everyone.
Okay. And that brings up another issue. She represents multiple other agencies and they all have their board meetings about the same time.
Right.
So if we put that on her the Wednesday before our board meeting, it's when she's got four other districts she's doing it for. So we might want to change something.
That's just a suggestion. Mm-hmm. We'll find out what her schedule is.
Let's look at it and see if
she could fire everybody else, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we need to slide, I mean, I think we could be flexible to slide to something that would, I mean, I'm willing to do that.
Are you guys, just a quick question, are you getting any notices when you receive an email from us? Is there any way it's dinging on your phone or your computer?
Nope.
I've got to find a way because I literally have used to follow the text and I forgot to do it the past couple of times. We did get Gary's email is built. We just got to get him logged in and such.
I got to get the email on my.
That doesn't work well.
So with that being said, I got to figure out a better way to let everyone know. And that way, when we do get on a schedule and we can get it to you earlier, you have plenty of opportunity to look at it. Because I feel bad, like tonight, for example, you know, you guys, we pushed the envelope on the financials again. And our goal, Margaret and I have been firing ourselves up about make sure we get things out early. We got plans and everything. So, but that's our goal. But anyway, I'll work on that, see what I come up with. But the main thing is would you please take a look at this? And we can call a Zoom meeting anytime. And you can come up here anytime and we can run a Zoom meeting. And all it is this is the contract, this is what it looks like, and I'll get it to you ahead of time. And that way we can make a decision, because I want to caution you on going much further past next week, because we're mid-month and we're pushing into the following February. Now, remember, I plan to start doing budget stuff March. That's my goal, because it's going to take me March, April to kind of get, we're going to recode. We're going to do some magical things. Marguerite is amazing.
Huh?
So, but there's a lot of movement we have to make.
Start taking them, like all what she's put together is lines things up for the line items and takes off
and verifies it, makes sure it all balances out. And yeah, and this is what she does all of, she does the books just like that for North Lincoln, and she does Southwest Pole, and I think she does Depot Bay.
I was going to say Newport.
Maybe Newport.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. And
Gary, one of the things I use, and I've been trying for 6 months to get this, is I work off percentages. So I do four quarters.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, that first, like, we're already at half point. I should know that 50% of this budget is allocated. Right now, I'm telling you that I've got anywhere from 43% to 63% in certain line items because I can't get it reconciled.
Know how to adjust yourself. Yeah.
And I know ones that are over because we know that maintenance and we know fuel. And we know that some of the rebuild expenditures is just out of our control. But we believe that our revenue and our GMT, and you know, we do have some other monies allocated, that we're going to be perfectly fine. I just need to prove it.
Okay, my question for the board, I told Kathy that after the board meeting, I'd probably be contacting her with questions you would have. So do you have questions you would like for me to follow up with for her?
I think the first thing you want to ask her is if you know going to our board meetings, and if that she has that information on the Wednesday before, if that works for her, that'd be the first
and question. And
maybe we just ask her, what would be the earliest date that would be comfortable for you? And, you know, tell her that we are willing to take a look at switching our board meeting to accommodate, you know, this.
Yeah, that way we can react.
Yeah.
What she can do.
Because otherwise we're shooting in the dark. Let's just have her give us that. I think if you haven't, please ensure her that we have no qualms because of her handling Southwest Polk or anybody else.
I already told her that.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
I think it's more up to you of what, if you guys are comfortable with doing what needs to be done, you know, I think maybe we ask her if she could spell out a little more, you know, looking at this looks good. I mean, these are, and just have her kind of come up with a contract and let's see where we go.
Yeah. And then if we need to on a contract, if it's okay, we can ask, our attorney to review it like we should always, but also I'll give you an idea of, you know, notice 30 day, 60 day, 90 day.
Yeah.
Because we're going to need time if something, we decide to go somewhere.
Well, and I think if you look at her qualifications, she's been there for 35 years and been doing this. I'm
pretty sure we're not going to tell her anything new.
No, I think she's going to know, and we're going to let her guide us because.
And I sent her the financials from last month, the board meeting that we had. She had asked for those. I said, they're public record here. Take a look at them and see what you think.
Yeah. And I think with QuickBooks, I think she's very well versed in that. I think we're not going to have any issues.
So if it's okay with the board, may I paraphrase? We ask these questions about when, where, how. Then we ask her for a contract. We're very interested. We have to present it to the board for you to decide. And then we're going to try to move forward as rapidly and safely as possible.
Okay. So is everybody comfortable with turning the chief loose on that? And are you guys comfortable in, if we need to do a Zoom meeting to review this?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that we can move faster.
One other point.
Okay.
And this is just
killing.
I'm already working close to 32 hours a week. This is going to push it over. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I'm trying very hard to be conservative with my time.
My offer still stands.
But you may end up paying more here, too.
But Marguerite, it's okay. As long as it's okay with you. I don't want to overburden you. So you have to be willing to tell us if it's...
She has 32 hours. Yeah. Boss, I have to pay her full time.
What
happens when it gets to the point where it can't continue full time?
I have to pay her.
We have to pay her full time.
And she'll get benefits.
She gets benefits.
She's already getting PERS because that's the law. Her insurance, all this is because she's admin. So, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well,
and the thing is, prior to, okay, we'll go back. I mean, we were paying two people before full time, and we weren't getting things done right. And, you know, so I think.
You know my stance. I asked you 2 months ago, do you want to do this full time? Because we need you. So.
I appreciate you stepping up and taking it on, but please, I don't want to burn you out.
Well, today's a good day to ask me because we got pretty much the all clear for Lee's bladder cancer. So, we'll have two treatments and probably a follow up. So, I'm getting over that hump with all these trips back and forth to Portland.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the way I do things, family first. If you need anything for any time period to be with Lee or family, 100%, we got you covered. Yeah. You don't ever have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's not a concern. And honestly, if it came down to something desperate and she had to put stuff into QuickBooks, I could come give you a hand, whether you like it or not. I could stand over your shoulder and... You and I could be buddies and do this. I will help if you need it.
PG, don't hang
on. We'll make the man quit.
I can share my QuickBooks for beginners with him.
I told her, I said, if you get the one QuickBooks for dummies, that's for me.
I'm going to say, yeah, maybe me too.
No, if it's okay, you guys.
Go.
Okay.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't certainly don't have a problem with the rate of what costs are. Peace of mind's worth more than that.
I agree.
So, okay. GNSA.
So, with Blake's resignation letter approval, we have been speaking to GNSA, who've been doing our payroll, as far as I know, since I've been here. We have found out a lot of really valuable things speaking directly to GNSA, specifically about PERS, taxing, some other items that we're doing well on, but we could do better, specifically about onboarding process. Phil has been working with GNSA directly, and we have a pretty good grasp, and it's very, very reasonable. What did we, do you remember the amount off the top of your head by chance?
$250 to start up, $250 a month. And it was a cost per employee. It's like, $24.
Yeah.
It worked out to about $250 a month.
And there's an onboarding fee of $300 or $400. And then, but what I've asked for is turnkey. Don't let me worry about this. We present it. We're asking for their forms. We're asking for their taxing information. We just send it to them with a certain payroll form. And all the PAFs, background, they'll even do background checks. We don't know yet how much it costs, but we know that SEO charges $29 for the very super, super basic one. So we're working on that process. But the main thing is that the payroll is done correctly the first time with direct deposit. I become really close with the people at First Federal Bank. I don't know if you guys know that. I get to go behind the counter and get my own candy now. But it seems very good, but still we're ironing out the details, and we'll let you know everything as soon as we get there. Do you have anything you want to add, brother?
Something easy to get a hold of. I asked her the other day on my third call. We were at First Word, and she laughed and said that. So,
yeah. She's a very nice lady. So if it's okay, we're going to continue with the same company we've been using, but we're going to, again, just like everything else, I'm going to call it streamlining. I'm not waiting on anyone else.
Yeah.
We're going to get it done, and you guys will know everything that's going on. We're going to be open and transparent about the process. So you'll, and if you want, you can welcome to sit in on these onboarding calls with us and learn all about taxing and FMLA and all the good stuff. I figured you guys would enjoy that.
All over.
Okay. Anybody got anything else on that? Wilson Airgood.
Has anybody ever talked to Jeff?
Yes.
Griffith. Jeff Griffith is the president. Is that fair? Owner, manager. I don't know what to call the guy.
Matriarch. Is there? I don't know. He runs a lot of crap there.
So. Tammy brought it to my attention. We got a letter from SDAO, which is our governing organization. Get in line. You guys know you're going to have a potential OSHA inspection. And I don't like those words. So we briefly contracted with a subject matter expert to get us started. And you'll see that our SDES sheets are up here on the shelf. Tammy called me twice. Actually, the first time she told me about it. And I swear to you, to the day I die, I don't remember her telling me. But I've admitted she's right. We're going to move on from there. The second time she called me, she goes, Les, it's free. And I'm like, it can't be. There's no way it's free. Well, guess what? It's free. However.
If you volunteer, then if they find any violations, the way I understand it, they can't do anything.
100%. The only thing is that I misunderstood the first part of it was, they would come in and then show us how to fix her. It's called a pre-inspection, like you said. They'll come in here with a drone. They'll fly the buildings. They'll do everything. And then we can then call and say, we would like OSHA to do a pre-inspection. And then they'll verify what we've changed already, pre-changed. If they find something else that was more detailed, then we'll have the opportunity to change it. We won't be fined for it at that time. Right. When they come back to re-inspect, that's when we'd be on the hook. So I talked back and forth, and he has a couple of people. Right now, he's got to get through the first of the year. I'll see him. I got to go to a roundtable meeting in Eugene at the end of the month. He'll be there with Oregon Fire Chiefs Association. So I'll be able to visit with him face-to-face about that. As soon as I get a plan together, you guys will know about it. Because I will tell you, I believe from everything that I'm reading, and I'm online all the time trying to figure this out, that we have a couple of cabinets we're going to have to buy, which separates chemicals and fuels. I mean, it's an expense. I want to be clear. And then lockout tagout program, we have the remains of a lockout tagout program. It's in pieces. So eye flush stations. I mean, pick the gambit. And we want to make sure, first of all, it's for our employee safety. And then second of all, we want to meet the criteria for what we would or would not be inspected for. Now, let's say we never get inspected, okay? Which I've heard that's a potential. Now, if we have an injury, a significant injury, or a fatality, guess what happens? They pull all of our records. Mm-hmm. So we have, from 2018, I was able to go back and find all our 300A forms. So we have a binder built with a 300, which is documented on-the-job injuries. So now I have that started, which gives us a pretty good leg up. We've been pretty fortunate. So, but this will give us all of the paperwork that we need to be successful. And just so you guys know, that's one of Donna's jobs among medical physicals is also being an OSHA liaison to make sure all the paperwork is done. She's doing all the licensing and more than I really thought she would have to. She's actually doing it. She actually went out for a safety inspection today in Boston. And briefly to go through there to see if these chemicals exist. And if so, how much is left? Because we have the purview. Let's say we have 1 ounce of Agent X. We can take Agent X and dispose of it properly. We don't have to have it anymore, especially if it's a one-time deal. However, if we store it on site, it always has to have a sheet.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short is we have a plan for that. Thanks to Tammy for straightening me out on the narrows. We're going to get ahead of this and have that ready for it. Whatever.
And just to follow up, Jeff wants to come to one of our meetings and sit down. He said they have a list of 60 different things of programs of stuff they can offer us or trainings for trainings for our staff, training for the board to get things. So, you know, that's why I told Chief, I want to utilize those resources. We're paying for the insurance. We might as well use those.
And, you know, in my concept, in my mind, you know, you pay for any insurance, say you're residential or whatever, you don't get all this. Yeah. And then when I went online and I read it, and let me tell you, it's a lot. When I finally got down to it, it literally is like we have an infancy of a drone program here going. We have a real inexpensive drone that we're learning to fly. We have a pilot. I mean, literally a guy that's certified through FAA, everything. But we want to do that because we want to offer that search and rescue service. And when they open these boat ramps, I don't want to put anybody in the darn water. We can just drop a life jacket to somebody if they needed it, et cetera, et cetera. There's many, many uses. The straw fire, I could have used it to fly the perimeter. I mean, there's many things that it's positive. So they have a program for that to make sure you meet all the criteria, little things like that. So it's going to be very beneficial. And we'll make sure that because the board has to have educational components built in, we do have a brochure in front of you. I know that one of the board members can't make it for some reason, but we need, if anyone is available, we need to send at least one. And I would like to recommend something, President Height, is since, and Gary's not new to the business, but Gary is new as a board member, they do have, next month, they will have some type of SCAO meeting, training. I would suggest that we send him to this training if he's available. And I think it's in Bend, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to get the information for you.
Might be problematic.
And I'll, you know what? I'll even drive you. How about that?
I've already sent an email.
Yeah.
So if it's okay, I'll explore those options. If everyone's welcome to go, by the way.
Yeah.
So, and it gets us a discount.
We get a 3% discount on our insurance.
Yep, we're at 7%, and I think we can get a 10%. We're missing that one component. And it says, be honest. So I'm being honest. We don't have it yet.
Yeah.
So I've been to a couple of his over the years.
Oh, George has done these forever.
Yeah. Dunkel. Is that it? All right. That's all I have.
Okay. So.
Sorry.
There's one.
Margaret, want to remind me? Card for less of a board.
There's something in your package. Donation.
Yeah. Would you happy with that?
Okay. Anyway, there's a Amber was kind enough to make up a thank you note, and she wanted the board to sign it, and we'll send it with the receipt, like you have a copy of in there.
Yeah. Okay.
So if we send that around and just let people sign it,
okay.
And it was from a donation. Is that correct?
Yeah.
A donation. Due to the passing of Ron Davis.
Yes. And before I forget, I'm sorry. I did order, remember 3 months ago, we talked about Dennis Rogers. We talked about the Dennis Rogers plaque to put on the AEDs. I ordered those today, next month after, who knows. But when they come in, we're going to have a ceremony. I'm going to invite Mrs. Rogers up to,
next to show time, them. Don't order those.
They were $6.
Don't order those. We get on the phone to our new buddies right up there on the hill. They have engravers, and they'll engrave that stuff for FCI. They'll engrave them.
What?
They'll make the tags. All those tags on everything that was around here, the boards, the big plaques, FCI did those free of charge.
They can still do that? All right, we're going to get y'all's nameplates made.
So, I mean, all you got to do is ask, can you do it? And either they'll do it for free or it'll be very nominal.
Yes, ma'am. That'll happen.
So we can do that.
Okay.
I'm going to be real quickly.
It will be.
just from the Davidsons, just because someone made a comment that many years ago, the Davidsons, that's on the north end of town, northwest. Back in the day, when they would get a call in McMinnville, he would have guys go out there and fly traffic right there in the harbor.
Really?
Yeah, back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, we ran on one of them recently. We can't really talk about it because of HIPAA. But we were over picking up a battery in McMinnville, and a partner here got us in the middle of an ambulance call somehow.
Yeah, he's Ron Davis. Very, very strong in the community.
Okay.
All right.
I got one thing. I know you're chomping at the bit here. I got an email finally from TJ Wilson, Willamina High School.
Oh, yes, yes.
Finally. And they are ready finally to get started on our sign now. So he said he'd had a couple students put some letters together for the sign. And he said, at this point, we just need to get the exact size of the sign so that we can estimate how much material we need for the job. We can also order the backlighting and the holding brackets for the letters and measurements and get those all in hand. So these are three fonts that they sent me. Does anybody have any?
So
this is...
It'll say Sheridan Fire District right here in the front of the building.
On the front of the building.
Nine. The nine will go on the tower.
Okay. And they will be steel
with
blue LED backlighting.
None of those really float my
head. No, the bottom one I don't like at all.
No, I don't either.
Kind of not classy. It's just kind of square.
Yes. So what I would suggest, do we have anybody that has... Access Cummins. Does Cummins have access to different fonts?
Oh, we can all do
that. Everybody has.
I mean, something that we like, and then maybe we could send that back to them and say, can we do something like this?
Who was it that we used in the Bentville to make the signs?
Well, we're going to do this through the high school, through their shop class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Easily used. We'll do, if it's okay, I'll do three choices and then. You guys all answer me individually.
I'd like to respond to him. So maybe what I'll do is respond to him tomorrow and say, hey, I got your email. Thank you. We're looking and kind of discussing this and I'll let you know.
And we'll do the measurements, height and width.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So for each area. And I think we kind of gave that to her.
Three times.
I just wanted to... Do you want to keep this so you know what they're looking for? And then, because I can email them back whenever. Okay.
Volunteer meeting, association meeting minutes, they're available, but my guy is locked up in jail right now. He's working at the prison. Everybody calm down. He is not able to Google send me anything, so that I will get them to you next board meeting. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. So if there is nothing else, we can pause this meeting. We're just going to close it. Okay. Entertain. Somebody wants to adjourn.
So be it.
Tell them why, please.
So that we can exit and go into executive session.
Is there anything that you have to decide on afterwards, because that would be the
you would have to reopen it. Yes, I know.
Yeah, but
wait, that's why I was going to pause it, do the executive session.
Yeah, that's more normal.
And then reconvene.
Okay,
yes.
Pause recording. Sorry, my bad. I'm so mad.
You should be able to see me. Okay, we're going to reconvene the general session of Sheridan Fire District regular board meeting. Okay. So with that being said, discussions have ceased. Is there anything else that we need to want to bring up and address now? I don't know.
Anything as far as
you want to make a motion?
You want to make a motion to.
Based on the discussion.
Based on the discussion.
What was the base figure again?
The chief's base figure is a 102.
102.
I think so. And then okay. We do it.
Well, then I move that we recognizing the base salary of 102,000, that we talk to the chief a 8%. Raised COLA still applies.
Make sure you say effective date.
Yeah, so the COLA would be effective July 1 with all staff, and the 8% increase effective anniversary date of the contract of August 25th, 2022. 2023.
Yeah. It's just a year on that.
Yeah. Is there any second or?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion on that? No? Okay. Hearing none, I call for a vote to give the chief the applicable cost of living increase that will be afforded to all staff July 1, 2023. In addition, we will offer him an 8% salary increase on the anniversary date of his contract, August 25th, 2023. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, everyone. It's very, very much appreciated.
Thanks for your hard work.
Yeah. Anything else that we need to? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
804.